人人都会搜索你的。
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Social Niwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohiniwa, and I hope everyone is having a nice evening. Tonight's show is a special show segment entitled New Music Review. I will be highlighting four independent artists, Melba Moore, Mott, Crid, and Crid, Main Point, and Ralph Gordon. Also, I will be playing new music by each of the individual artists. But before I get started, if you would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlcnc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlcnc.com.
If you're just tuning in, tonight I will be highlighting four independent artists and new songs by each artist, whose genres range from R&B to jazz. Tonight, I'm going to start my show by highlighting R&B music legend Melba Moore. This artist is a Tony Award winner and a Grammy-nominated artist. Melba grew up in the Harlem section of New York. She started her music career in 1967 and won her Tony Award somewhere in the 1970s. And it's still going strong in the present. Melba was a former public school music teacher, and she released over 20 albums since 1970 and several top 10 hits. And her two number one singles, her two top tracks, A Little Bit More duet with Freddie Jackson, and Fallen charted in 1986. She also earned three Grammy nominations. The first one was in 1971 for Best New Artist. The next was in 1976 for the cover of Aretha Franklin's classic, Lean On Me, which earned Melba a nod for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance Female. Well, Read My Lips, released in 1985, led her to the Best Female Rock Vocal Performance nomination. In addition to her recording career, Melba Moore is a Broadway star. Melba's first step into Broadway was as a member of the original cast of Hair in 1968. She replaced Diane Keaton and became the first African-American woman to step in for a white actress in a lead role on Broadway. Now that I've given you the insight into Melba Moore, is not only a singer, but as an actress as well, what I want to do is give you a taste of her singing abilities by playing her newest release entitled Scenes to Hang On. Enjoy.
Yeah. walk out the door, but you just can't seem to get out.
Just keep pulling me in.
In the Know with Ohiniwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That song you just heard was It Seems to Hang On by Grammy-nominated R&B artist Melba Moore. Melba Moore's newest single was released July 19th and will be on her up-and-coming album as a bonus track. Melba put a new spin classic song that was written and performed by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson in 1978, known as Ashford and Simpson. Melba wanted to dedicate It Seems to Hang On to both her fans and to the singers and composers, Ashford and Simpson. The next artist I will be presenting to you this evening is Thomas Gilmeier. He was born in New York, New York, grew up in Germany, and goes by the alias Mott and Crid. This artist is a pop and electric artist, songwriter, remixer, and producer. At a very young age, Thomas started his music career as a freelance drummer, playing at numerous places overseas. As time passed, he started writing songs and producing music, and also started using the alias name Mott and Crid. This artist has toured between the U.S. and Europe, and his songs have been played on television shows and in commercials. Some of the television shows where his songs have been played are Pretty Little Liars, The Vampire Diaries, CSI New York, New York Inc., MTV, and Dance Nation UK, along with many others. Now that I've told you a little bit about Mott and Crid, I'm now going to give you a taste of his newest single, Electric Angel.
Every inch so painful, I was lost.
Hey, my name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Oheniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
That song I just played was Electric Angel by independent pop artist Mach and Crid. The song Electric Angel is the latest release by Mott and Crid. The song was co-written with Valora, lead singer of Sid Duran. The song was produced by Mott and Crid, and he played the drums with that high energy. The next independent artist goes by the name Main Point. This Rochester native is true to his MC ways. Main Point's electrifying beats and hard-hitting vocals are what makes him a true master of the rap game. This song I'm going to be playing in Wait Won't Let You Down by independent artist Main Point.
Massages on the weekend, sipping my ties by the deep end. They don't even Uber out where we at. Watch the sunrise where the tea at. I'm trying to take you high where the weed at. And I won't let you down, you gon' see that. We can go another round if you need that. Yeah, baby, turn around, let me see that. It seemed like all I've been around was danger. Now you got me out here living patient. Even though I hold you down, I elevate you. Cause that's where I really need you. They always say sky's the limit. We'll take a flight, was always a mission. And if you think sky's the limit, let's take a flight, girl, let's get missing. We out.
I won't let you down. I won't let you.
Any different would be further back than intended. I'm looking on the brighter side. We could be running out of time. It's that we out here feeling made. Life gave limits, made lemonade. Anything we do a thing. No matter what we do it big.
Hello, my name is Baba Kenya, and I'm from the Children of Adam band. You're listening to In the Know with Oheniwa.
That was Won't Let You Down by independent rap artist Main Point. Main Point release featured Mosey Rarison, another Rochester native, on the song Won't Let You Down. The song is done and produced by M16 Beats, a Grammy nominee producer known to have worked with a few famous artists like Andre 3000, Lil Wayne, and Jay-Z, and many others. The song Won't Let You Down was released in 2023. My final independent artist being highlighted goes by the name Ralph Gordon, who was born in Sacramento, California, and moved to Langston, Michigan in the early 70s. Ralph majored in music at Sacramento City College and Sacramento State University, where he was in the jazz band. Ralph has enjoyed 20 years as a jazz musician. He has worked with a lot of famous artists in the industry. His influences helped to shape him into the saxophonist he is. So here are a few of those musicians. There's John Coltrane, Grover Washington, David Sanborn, Art Porter, Donald Byrd, Bobby Humphrey, Herbert Laws, and Nesto Torres. So, I decided to end the show with something mellow, and this is why I saved Ralph's song for the final song of the evening, and it's entitled The Life.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go!
That song I just played was The Life by independent jazz artist and musician Ralph Gordon. I want to thank all my listeners. The next In the Know with Ohiniwa show will air on July 27th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My featured guest will be UK singer-songwriter Edidion. Make sure to check out the IL Radio's Music Showcase, which broadcast on July 6th and was hosted by L. The Music Showcase broadcasts the first Thursday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, remember to check out Getting Real with Roz. Her show aired on July 17th, and her special guest was rap artist Mac 17 and Mr. G. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts live the third Monday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Well, I hope you all like the show. Have a good night. Thank you.